What's good with it? Welcome back to another episode of High Rise Sports Talk. This is your boy, Rise. Before we get into our topics today, let me go ahead and give a shout out to for the drink of the day. And this drink is very dear to my heart for two reasons. One, this bourbon that I'm about to talk to you about actually represents something that's very dear to me. All right. The military. And it's made by a very good friend of mine, my partner, Eric Fikes. And what this bourbon is called, it's called the Veterans Reserve, a toast to the legacy, right? The Red Ball Express, small batch bourbon. So what it says is, and this all this is on the bottle itself, it says, this limited edition of bourbon honors the heroic efforts of the Red Ball Express, the World War II supply chain primarily driven largely by African-American soldiers in the face of adversity. These brave drivers cross treacherous terrain, keeping the wheels of victory turning. This bourbon is a testament to the resilience and dedication. The number 14 on the bottle represents the year the Red Ball Express was called into action. And it says, keep them rolling. All right, so this batch is, it's not going to everybody, right? On there, you see it where it has your batch number. It's 100 proof. Big shout out to my partner, Eric Fikes. Hey, brother, hey, keep doing your thing. And I love you, man. But the people out there that's listening to me, that support me, go ahead and get you a batch of this bourbon if you can. Peace and love. So let's get into the sports thing. All right. So we got some things we're going to talk about, right? You know, we always talk about the NCAA football, dibble and dabble into the NFL, and we dibble and dabble into the NBA. All right. So let me start off with the NCAA, right? Right now we have all types of things going on. We got people losing and just movement all over the freaking place. All right. So let's talk about this ESPN top list, right? It's top 12, but I got some other teams I'm going to talk about that's not in that top 12. And you'll know why in a minute. So the first we have Oregon. Number 2, Ohio State. We got number 3, Texas. 4, Penn State. 5, Notre Dame. 6, Georgia. That's very interesting. I'm going to come back to Georgia. You got number 7, Tennessee. Number 8, Miami. 9, SMU. 10, Indiana. 11, Boise State. And you have number 12 in Clemson. All right. So, everybody, where the fuck is Bama at, right? Bama is teetering right there at number 13. Now, so let me get into all this, right? A few weeks ago, everybody was up in arms, right? Georgia had lost, and the committee had Georgia at number 12, right? Now, mind you, if the playoffs started around that time, 9 times out of 10, Georgia wouldn't have made the playoffs because of how those four top teams in those conferences actually, you know, are sealed in their playoff spots, right? But then you had the fucking crying and complaining. The same thing last year. Same thing last year, right, with Georgia, right? Georgia didn't make the playoffs last year, and it was a big uproar. Georgia's one of the best teams in the nation in X, Y, and Z, right? So it was the same thing this year. Everybody was up in arms about Georgia. Oh, my God, Georgia's not going to make it. You see it on the freaking sports, on the sports news, and people just dog and just say, hey, look, they're one of the better teams, and yeah, X, Y, and Z, excuse me. The thing about this is I agree. I seriously agree that Georgia is one of the best teams in the nation. But at the end of the day, play your fucking teams. Right? We keep saying they're the best team in the nation, but they're losing. They're losing. But then they talk about, here's another one. They talk about the strength of schedule. The strength of schedule, right? Georgia had the hardest strength of schedule. Let's go over this strength of schedule. So this is what the strength of schedule looks like, right? So Georgia, they had the hardest schedule. Then you had Alabama at number 2, Florida number 3, Oklahoma 4, 5 Mississippi State, 6 LSU, 7 South Carolina. All right, so let's stop at that 7. All those 7 teams are fucking SEC teams. They're all SEC teams, right? The next team after the SEC team is a Big Ten team in Ohio State at number 8. But then shit, then you look at number 9, Tennessee. Number 10, Texas. Number 11, Kentucky. Number 12, Texas A&M. So the top 12 fucking teams, 11 of them are fucking SEC teams, the hardest schedule. So if you're technically going by the strength of schedule and the way everything looks, your 12 playoff teams, it'll be all fucking goddamn SEC teams and one fucking Big 12 team. Excuse me, Big 10 team. So this whole thing about the fucking strength of schedule, I don't get it. I don't. Especially if you're supposed to be one of the best teams, as they say, win your fucking games. Win them. Well, then on top of that, the schedules are made years in advance. Years in advance. So, say Georgia's schedule this year, right? Say as time flew on or whatever, these teams that Georgia had on their schedule were not as good as you start getting into the fucking season. Is that Georgia's fault? No, it's not. It's not their fault. They play who's on their fucking schedule. So all the crying about, oh, now me personally, hey, I'm glad that Georgia is number 6 right now for two reasons. Yeah, they are one of the best teams, and two, I'm tired of the fucking crying. I am. So then who we got? Who we got sitting at number 13? We got Alabama, right? They're 8-3. So what's going to start happening with that shit is, too, Alabama's one of the best teams in the fucking conference. Why they're not in the fucking top 12? You got Indiana ain't playing no fucking body. You got Boise State ain't playing nobody. Miami, who's at number 8, they fucking suck. Penn State, who ain't playing nobody, right? Oh, Texas supposedly ain't playing nobody. So you're going to start getting that shit as well. And then what's going to happen? The committee's going to be like, oh, they're going to look at it. And then soon as one of these motherfucking teams play, they're going to push Bama up in there so they can get in the playoffs. That's why they're sitting there at number fucking 13, because look who you got. You got at number 14. You got Arizona State. They're 9-2. You got Iowa State at number fucking 17. They're 9-2. So I think that this committee needs to get this shit. They need to get a handle of this shit. And I'm saying that my team is in the fucking Big 12. The team that I root for is in the Big 12, too. Excuse me. They're longer in the Big 12. They're in the SEC as well. But you can't have this type of format if everybody continues to complain about the fucking strength of schedule. Oh, the SEC has this. They have that other. They should be in there. They should be in there or whatever. Then you need to switch the fucking format then, because it ain't going to work. Everybody's crying and fucking complaining and shit. You got to figure this shit out, right? I know you got your conferences that you play in, but hey, I mean, you need to start mixing up. The only one that I can think of right now that's not technically in a conference that really pisses me off is Notre fucking Dame. They go around here fucking playing whoever the fuck they want to play, and they still somehow get up in there, and then they shit the fucking bed. They shit the bed. But we need to figure out how to get these teams to play harder teams. That way it can be even across the fucking field. Because it's not fair to have Bama sitting at 13 waiting, just waiting to get in there. Because one of these teams is going to fucking lose. One of them going to lose. And then, boom, you got Bama that come in there at a fucking goddamn 8-3 record. Now they're in the fucking playoffs. And it's all just because of the name and the conference they fucking playing. But guess what, Bama fans? Nick Saban's fucking gone. Roll my ass. Roll what? Nick Saban's gone. And it looks like that little sprig of whatever the fuck he had, it's out the door. Because you got these other teams coming up in here. Not really a fucking OU fan like that or whatever, but just think about OU had a terrible season this year, right, in the SEC. But you got to look at what they were dealing with. Injuries, a freshman quarterback coming in there. They're coming. Hey, next year they're going to be pretty decent. So we can't no longer say, hey, Alabama needs to be this because they're, no, No, we got other teams that are doing the damn thing too, and they need to start getting a piece of the fucking pie in these different conferences as well. That's just my opinion. And like I always say, opinions is like booty holes. Everybody fucking got one, right? But anywho, it is what it is. Let's move a little bit on. Let's talk about the fucking NFL. I got a little bit to talk about the NFL on this one, right? So let's talk about this Dallas and Washington game. Woo! This one was a good one. I'm a Cowboy fan, and I know we're doing pretty bad this fucking year. But when it comes to teams to play, anytime we're playing Washington Commanders, I don't give a fuck. It's Dallas, is the Cowboys, is Ofa. We beat them motherfuckers, I'm good. I'm good. Them and the fucking Giants, I'm good when we beat them. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. As long as we beat them motherfuckers, right? But let's talk about this game, though. The ending of this game was just fucking crazy. It was a lot of things going on. You got Turpin, that fucking goddamn fumbled the fucking goddamn, he muffed the fucking goddamn catch, picked it up, hit a motherfucker with a goddamn yah, and took it 99 fucking yards for a goddamn touchdown. Let me say that again. He muffed the goddamn catch, picked it up, hit him with a yah, and took it 99 yards for a fucking touchdown. That was crazy. That was crazy. But then what happens is, McLaughlin, he gets a 96-yard pass. Excuse me. Wasn't 96 yards, right? But Jaden Daniels hit him. Boom. He runs that bitch 96 yards for another fucking touchdown. It was just so much chaos, right? So, exciting game. But my thought process to this shit is like, are both these teams that bad? Are they that bad, right? I know Cowboys is not good. It's not that good this year or whatever. But damn, like that whole thing was something very serious in a sense of, right? So we all know the Cowboys ain't making it to the playoffs. But I really appreciate the effort that they're giving right now, right? Don't quit. Keep moving. But when we're talking about the Commanders was looking up. They was looking up. And all this chaos happened, right? So what's going on with their second team, with their you know, special teams. Like, it just didn't look like this Washington Commander team that everybody's talking about is going to do X, Y, Z, and got it. They're still young. Right, Jaden Daniels, a motherfucking goddamn monster. So, I'm not really worried in that sense of it because room to grow. This team is still young. You know what I mean? But as of right now, I mean, it looks pretty. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to be able to move in the playoffs too tough. I don't know. I see them going home. First round. Boom. Take your ass home. That's what the fuck I see. So, let's get into this. Let's get to my Cowboys. All right? They're not looking too good. I think Mike McCarthy is on his way fucking out. It's sad. Because I think Mike McCarthy is a decent coach. I agree with a lot of things that's been said about how Jerry Jones runs the Cowboy organization. I think Jerry Jones needs to step back. I truly think he does. I think he is the reason why the Cowboys have not had the success that they should have had these last, what, couple decades, I guess? I don't know, right? But talking about all that, what do we have, right? Who are we talking? What are we talking about? Change. When we're talking about change, right? You hear the scuttlebutt about Coach Prime and Coach Belichick. So for me, I think both of them would be good for the team. Only if Jerry Jones, leave him the fuck alone. Let's think about it. Coach Prime, what is he going to bring? He's going to bring excitement, right? People have been talking about it with her. I agree. I'm just going to reiterate what people have been saying, right? He's going to bring in a new era. He knows these new players. He knows how to talk to them. He knows how to get them to produce and X, Y, Z. We've seen that when he was at fucking Jackson State, and now he's at Boulder, Colorado, We've seen what he can do with a team that's really nothing, right? Oh, by the way, he should be freaking coach of the year. All right, so, and I think he can better deal with Jerry Jones. You know what I mean? I think he can sit down and talk to him, say, hey Jerry, let me get this. Let me handle this. I think he can do that, right? But then we're talking about Coach Belichick. We're talking about this Super Bowl. He just shits out Super Bowl trophies. You know what I mean? He shits them out. So I don't think either one of them, you can go wrong with either one. It just depends on what Jerry Jones is going to do and how he's going to let these coaches do their thing in order to make the Cowboys and him successful. People talking about Jerry want the limelight. God damn, my boy. How much limelight do you want? You're a fucking billionaire. You're a billionaire. How much limelight do you fucking need? Right? Everybody know you the owner of the fucking Cowboys. Just step aside. Stop tripping us up. But, hey, we're going to see how this fucking works. Once again, either one of them for me is cool. But 9 times out of 10, Jerry Jones is going to go out there and he's going to pick him a fucking puppet. And that's what I mean by puppet, right? And excuse me, no disrespect to those coaches that sat in that seat, right? But he's going to control every fucking thing. Everything. And this, to me, this is the definition of fucking insanity, right? You know, the whole thing, you know what I mean? Trying something over and over and over again, right? Same result. This is what he's been doing. He's been doing this. And he's not getting a good result. So, I mean, shit. The man should be smart enough just to fucking step aside and let either Coach Prime or Coach Bill fucking do their thing so we can get back to where we need to be. All right. So that's first and foremost. So the second thing is, I have this thing, right? I have this thing about Texas, right? I'm a Texas boy, right? I'm Texas by way of Mississippi, right? So, but I'm a Texas boy, all right? So, I have this thing when people don't show the proper respect. So, let me break it down to you, right? Not too long ago, Coach Prime was on Gilly and Wallow's show, right? Big ups to that show. Hey, I like listening to them boys. Hey, they keep it real, hey. I love listening to that show, right? But anyway, they asked Coach Prime about where are those dogs as far as like football players are concerned. First thing came out of Gilly's mouth was Texas. Coach Prime said, nope. The first place he said was Florida, right? He said Florida, Georgia, Louisiana. And my thought process to this shit is like, huh. Is this something that he's doing because he's gearing, right? He's trying to get these players to come to where he is, right? We already know he's going to say fucking Florida because that's where he's from. Right? Georgia? Cool. Now, here's the thing about this. I'm not saying that there ain't dogs there. Right? But this is what I will say. I'm tired of people disrespecting Texas. So, before I get to that, this is what he says. He says the dogs are not in Texas. And he says the best high school he's ever seen was in Texas. High school football team he's seen was in Texas. But the dogs ain't there. Right? Which to me makes no fucking sense. I don't even know how you say the best football team is in Texas, but the dogs ain't there. That's fucking crazy. I don't understand that. So let me go back to what I was saying, my point. The disrespect. Right? I don't give a fuck. Whoever this is, I don't give a fuck. This is what I'm going to say. The way I look at this shit is the same way people look at fucking New York, the Mecca of basketball, is the same way you need to look at fucking Texas. It's the Mecca. Not saying that everybody out of Texas is good, right? Because Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, yeah, you got some dogs coming out of there too. Texas is the fucking Mecca, guy. It is. Now, what I do is eyeball the a ball of the two, right? When I look at Texas, I look at Louisiana as well, right? Because playing ball, basketball, football, or whatever the fuck it is, whatever, they go down there, we come up there. Right? When shit happens, you see so many fucking people from Louisiana and fucking Texas. Vice versa, right? It's just, we're just that close, right? But I felt slapped in the fucking face. And then on top of that, Coach Prime, that's where you been. Your kids from there. That's where they from. That's where they play fucking ball. But you slapped Texas in the face. Now, I don't know if it was fucking intentionally, whatever it is, but I don't give a fuck. I find issue with that. I find issue. So, anywho, that's just my fucking beef with that shit. You know what I mean? Because I'm tired of people coming down there or saying things or not even giving Texas the fucking due. We talk about fucking goddamn, I'm going to even go even some petty shit. We talk about movies. You talk about football movies? What? What's the best football movies? Friday Night Lights. You even got a movie in fucking Virginia. Coach Boone, Remember the Titans. See no fucking football movie nowhere else like that. Respect is due. We get shitted on for every goddamn thing. Motherfuckers, oh, Texas ain't do that. Hey, we originated that. We did it. Man, get the fuck out of here. Let me move on. Because I'm fucking goddamn heated. All right. Let's tackle into this NBA a little bit, right? This is just a little bit. Just a little bit, right? What's the hot topic out there right now? Right, you know, LeBron James said he's getting off social media. Why is that, people? Why is that? So, evidently, there's a player that plays for the Lakers, right? I think his name is Dalton Knecht, right? AKA Uncle Snoop, you know, and he called him, hey, what the fuck he called his ass? West Side Connect is what he calls him. That's what he calls him. Uncle Snoop gave him a nickname, West Side Connect. And the boy's bad. The boy is bad. He is. Right? So LeBron came on and he said something about the kid and said he was following him in college. Right? Now, at the end of the day, it is what it is. The man said he fucking watched the kid. He watched him. Right? But people came back and said LeBron was fucking lying. Right? Now, you have some other shit that went on as far as like someone saying that, hey, the media is not for negativity. Well, excuse me, social media. Yada, yada, yada. It was this big thing that this guy put out, right? So LeBron actually freaking reposted it and said, you're right, right? I'm getting off social media because of this. Here's my only thing about this. It has been known for LeBron to lie about some shit, right? Or I would say fabricate a little bit about some shit, right? So you got that one. Then you got the whole thing with Bron, right? You're upset because people are saying things about Bron. My thing about it is, give the kid some time, get him in the G League. I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll be okay. But you said, LeBron, that he was better than half the motherfuckers in the goddamn league. You said that. So LeBron is stinking it up. People are talking shit about it. Now you butthurt over it. That makes no sense, man. Makes no fucking sense. For me, I think nothing should have been said at all. Let the kid fucking carve out his own legacy. He already got your fucking name. Right? Is he going to be able to live up to that? I don't think he has to. But because of the platform and the things that you said about your son and X, Y, and Z. People are looking and listening and they're saying, hey, he needs to. So, once again, I feel sorry for the kid because he wants to be his own man. But you got your daddy's last name, who was arguably, I mean, people say he's a GOAT. I mean, it is what it is. How can he live up to that? He can't. He can't. So, anyway, it is what it is. All right, so let me say this, right? What I'm going to start doing right now is, because I think something has not really been actually tapped and looked at, right? Listen to me. So if you look at the NBA, you see a shitload of European players, right? But we don't actually get to see that, right? You may hear, hey, motherfucker get drafted and they show you some shit on this is this guy. You're like, oh shit, okay, or who's he, right? So we need to start tapping into that European side or whatever. I play ball over there. Let me tell you like this. Them motherfuckers ain't no joke. You can all see it right now. Top players in the league are European players, right? So what I'm going to start doing is, I got some partners over there that's still playing. I got some partners over there that's coaching now, first league. My coach is still over there. So we're going to bring them to us. We're going to get them on this show, and we're going to let them talk about the levels and how it works over there and how it translates to the American game or vice versa. Because actually, if you're seeing right now, how we play ball is kind of similar, right? The Euro step, right? The step back. I've been seeing this shit back in freaking 2004. Motherfucker hit me with a Euro step, and I swear to God, he traveled. What the hell? But, so, all that being said, that's coming up. It's coming up in the future. I just got to get the thing situated, and we're gonna go live with it. But until then, let me say this. For those that are listening to me, I really appreciate you. I'm going to go ahead and get a form so you can start asking questions. You can start putting your input on things that you want to hear and things I should talk about if you agree with me, if you don't, right? But until then, once again, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to High Rise Sports Talk. This is your boy, Rise. And once again, big shout out to my partner, Eric Fikes, and what he's doing. Y'all go out there and get some of that bourbon that we talked about. I see you. I see you.